Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Thursday, August 2nd Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Boys, are really August 2nd? That means that only 22 days are left until the kickoff of Idaho high school football. Can't wait. We at Idaho Sports will be covering 8 games opening weekend. How cool is that? On with the podcast, we have information from all over the state today. Leading off up in Coeur d'Alene, this from the Coeur d'Alene Press, Abby Howard hit a 2-run single and came around to score the game-winning run in the bottom of the 6th inning as the Coeur d'Alene Crush 14 and under softball team rallied for a 4-3 win against the Blue Springs Fireballs of Kansas City in the opening game of tournament play at the 114 Team A Super Nationals tournament yesterday. The Crush will take on Team Pennsylvania today. Good luck to the Crush. From the Dalles, Oregon, Michael Jensen and Michael Murphy contributed 2 RBI apiece as the Lewis and Clark 14 and under Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball team opened regional pool play yesterday with a 13-9 win over Montana. Lewiston, the Idaho State champion, improved to 5-1 in postseason play and will take on Twin Cities, a team from Chehalis, Washington, today. Sticking with baseball, the Idaho Falls Chuckers jumped to a 3-1 lead last night but could not hold on as they fell to Ogden 5-4. Idaho Falls wraps up a 3-game series in Ogden 7 p.m. tonight, first pitch, before heading to Orem for a 3-game set beginning tomorrow night. In eastern Idaho, students interested in running cross-country for Hillcrest High School this fall must attend a short information meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in room 204 at the high school. The meeting will discuss fees, schedule of events, rules, and start dates. More information, contact Bob Haggart at 569-5901. Skyline High School will host its mandatory football meeting 6 p.m. tonight. Its cross-country meeting will be 7 p.m. August 7th, and the volleyball meeting is 8:15 a.m. August 10th. For more information on that, contact the high school at 525-7770. Moscow native Chris Williams shot is 6-under 66 in the second round of stroke play at the Western Amateur Championship at Exmoor Country Club on Wednesday and enters today's final round of stroke play one shot off the lead. Williams, who was the 2011 medalist at the tournament, is one of 54 golfers that will advance to today's final round of stroke play after the field was cut from 156 golfers. Boise Hawks pounded out 17 hits en route to a 14-10 win last night over Spokane. The win gives the Hawks a 2-game lead in the East Division and sent the Indians to their second consecutive loss. On this day in sports, 1979, a very sad day, New York Yankee catcher Thurman Munson died in a plane crash at the age of 32. Also this day in sports, 1938, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals used a yellow baseball in the first game of a doubleheader, but went back to the standard white baseball in the second game. Not sure what the yellow baseball was about, but I'll do a little more research on that. I'm sure dozens of people will be asking me, why did they use a yellow baseball? Sports birthdays today. Billy Cannon, NFL player born this day, 1937. And Major League Baseball pitcher Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer, born this day, 1966. We are going to keep our poll question up for one more day today. Poll question is, who's going to win the 4A football championship? Is it Blackfoot, Pocatello, Middleton, Lakeland, or other? We had some good comments on our Facebook page about that yesterday. We're going to keep it open for one more day and get some more comments on that. So who is your pick to win the 4A title this year in football? Is it Blackfoot, Middleton, Pocatello, Lakeland, or is it other? So far, a couple people have chosen Columbia as the other. A few more people have chosen Bonneville as a surprise pick for the 4A state title. That'll wrap up the podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you back tomorrow morning. This podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.